with it today, and this is a new vaudeville band, and Pickaboo from 1966.
Peekaboo, I do love you. You're the one girl for me. When I look into your eyes, I see my destiny. Peekaboo, what can I do? You're so fancy and free. Though I try, I can't disguise the hold you have on me. I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from Peekaboo. Peekaboo, I'm telling you, you're the girl of my dreams. Please don't walk away and put an end to all my schemes. I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from Peekaboo. That I would grow much weaker, weather would be bleaker, if I spent a week away from Peekaboo. Peekaboo, I'm telling you, you're the girl of my dreams. Please don't walk away and put an end to all my schemes. Peekaboo. Bo-dee-o-dee-o-do. Peek-a-boo. Bo-dee-o-dee-o-do.
Junior Campbell there, and Hallelujah Freedom from 1973, with a time now 10 minutes past 2, on MAR, Maryland Alternative Radio, your local pilot radio station. We are Freedom Radio over Merseyside and the Northwest, and I'm Bert Williams here. And got a record lined up now, which I used to play on a station before, on the previous station I used to run before I started MAR. And it is by Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas. And I think it's being played by a few of the other lads here on MAR. And this is Do You Want to Know a Secret from 1964.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you.
That's a Lennon and McCartney composition. Originally that was on the Beatles LP Please Please Me, and that's Billy J. Kramer and their version that they did in 1964. After the next promotion I've got coming up, I've got another Billy J. Kramer record done specially for Billy J. Kramer by the Lennon and McCartney composers in 1964. And of course this one wasn't done by the Beatles, but it was composed for them by Lennon and McCartney. And the title of it is From a Window, and it's coming up after the promotion that's coming up now.
Remember last winter? Will your roof survive another winter? Although the questions you've been asking yourself and you've tried the rest, why not try the best? Because that's Summit Roofing. They're a name you can trust for all works carried out by tradesmen. Why not let them survey your roof completely free of charge? And don't forget they've got those oh-so-special rates for senior citizens. That's Summit Roofing. You want to get in touch with them, phone 630-4103 or 678-4802. And all those Liverpool inquiries can be made to 236-5502. So that's Summit Roofing, a name you can trust.
Yesterday night, I saw a light shine from a window, and as I looked again, your face came into sight. I couldn't hold on until you'd gone from your window. I had to make you mine. I knew you were the
say that you be mine tonight.
Just gone 15 minutes past 2 on MAR, and I'm Bert Williams, your golden oldie, or your pop history specialist, here on MAR on 266 metres, 1125 kHz in the medium wave band, and we're going back to 1961, this time with a record by Sandy Nelson, and the title of this one is Let There Be Drums, which was a reasonable size hit for him.
Searching in our dreams to find that little castle in the air. When worry starts to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. Someone else in your imagination, you wish that you were standing in their shoes. You change your life without much hesitation, but would you if you really had to choose?
The sun.
rather be living in a world of make-believe. To stay in bed till nearly three with nothing there to worry me would seem to be the life I might achieve. But deep inside I know I'm really lucky. Happiness I've never known before. And just as long as you are there beside me,
and the other man's grass is always greener. Apologies there for the slight whistle. I'm Bert Williams and this is MAR, and I'm going on with an all-time favourite of mine, another one which I played a little bit over the past few weeks. I played Pickaboo by the Vaudeville Band at the start of the show, but this is another one, another rather very considerable favourites of mine. I like very much and I like playing from time to time. And this is by Kenny Lynch, Up on the Roof from 1962.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet. Crowds and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof's the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Come on, baby.
25 past two there on MAR, and that's Kenny Lynch today, and Up on the Roof, rather nice record. One of the things I was going to say about musical tastes and people who like different types of music. Like, for example, that record I just played now, there's probably some people who won't like that record at all and will think it's a load of rubbish, while there's others that will think it's a really fantastic record and will like it quite a lot. And it's obvious to me, maybe not many people think this way, that it's not sort of a question of taste. I would say the type of records that people like is basically tied in with their brain chemistry, as you might call it. In other words, the makeup of their mind and the type of person and the individual they are. And it's not sort of an environmental. Well, environmental influences obviously have an effect, but they're not sort of, they only have a low, limited effect. In other words, it's, I suppose it's a part, the type of music that a person likes, I suppose is a part of one's personality and the way, another thing I was going to say about personality, you can get some people that are very extroverted, while you can get some people who are very introverted. And it's not really a question of the environment. The environment that one is brought up in has some influence on these things, but it's not. It only has a relatively small influence. It's all really tied in with the, it's something you're born with, really, your personality is. And it's just a question of developing it, really, you know, in the environment or in this world. A people's personality is something that's built into them and something they're born with, and it's not something that necessarily comes about because of certain influences. Bee Gees now, and this is Mother and Jack from 1967.
Dreamland Alternative Radio needs your help. If you think you can help us out with transmitter locations, well, why not drop us a line? The sort of place we're looking for is a high-rise block of flats, or somewhere backing onto a large, open, expansive ground. And if you think your place fits into those categories, why not drop us a line? The address, it's M.A.R. Care of 22, that's 22. Beechgrove, spelled B-E-A-C-H. G-R-O-V-E. Wallasey on Merseyside. And you could earn £10. Or more. So, if you think you can help MAR Merseyland Alternative Radio out with our transmitter locations, and you live in a high-rise block of flats, why not get in touch with us right away? Oh, and incidentally, there's no risk whatsoever.
Yes, MAR needs your help with transmitter locations, and there's just one little thing I'd like to add, and that is the reason that we're seeking transmitter locations is because the present ones we have are not as good as what we would like them to be. In other words, if we could get better ones, we would be able to have a stronger signal and better reception coming your way. So we're hoping that we will be getting some better ones in the near future, but of course there is a number of special factors involved in the moving from one place to another, so it may be actually some time before we actually move, but as I say, one of our reasons is to improve our reception, and so as we can give better reception in different parts of Merseyside and give better coverage and so on. So them are the basic reasons, and also we're having certain difficulties at the existing locations with the people that live in them, and one thing and another, you know, little things like that. I'm not going to say too much on this point, because it is a rather sort of a confidential matter. Got another record now by the Bee Gees, and this is To Love Somebody, from 1967.
Somebody, to love somebody, the way I love you.
Just gone 25 minutes to 3, and this is MAR, Mearsland Alternative Radio. I just picked a record up now in the studio here, and it's obviously the favourite record of John Dwyer's girlfriend. It obviously belongs to her, and it's got her name on it, Karen, and it's got written underneath Karen's favourite record. So this is obviously her all-time favourite. And it seems that it belongs to her, and this is Karen's record, as I said. The girlfriend is John Dwyer, and it's by Kakarias, and the title is Jungle Fever. I don't know what it sounds like, we'll have to have a listen to it anyway.
I get fear for the eye.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it appears that, well, yeah, it is. Well, that's Karen's favourite record that belongs to her, as it's got her name written on it, all over it, and it's got her favourite record written all over it. That's Karen, John Dwyer's girlfriend. And the title of that one is Jungle Fever by Kaka. I think it's Kaka Rias or something to that effect, anyway. I'm going on now with a record by the Maisie Beats, and this is Don't Turn Around. The Maisie Beats from 1963.
Don't look around as you walk away. Don't look around, think what the people might say. If you turn around, you pass me by. Don't look at me. Oh, we missed out to cry. Don't look at me. Oh, no. A heart can't stand to see you go. Turn around. Don't turn around.
To increase your sales and bring in more customers? Well, if the answer's yes, why not advertise on MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio? You'll find our rates are most competitive. If you'd like further information about MAR's advertising rates, why not drop us a line to our mailing address of MAR, care of 22, that's 22, Beach Grove, which is in Wallasey on Merseyside. And we'll send you by return of post all the relevant details. So if you want to increase your sales, contact MAR now.
Minutes to three now, and I'm going on now with my featured group for the Bert Williams Show this week. I started with Dusty Springfield last week. I didn't actually complete finishing, or I didn't actually play all her hits that I had, but played some of them. I don't think it's worth sort of digging more Dusty Springfield records out to play this week. And so what I'll probably do with most of the groups I feature, I'll just play the ones that I come across. I won't sort of bother carrying them on into the next week, as I want to try and at least keep a good variety of music. Anyway, my group for this week is Dave D, Dozy Beaky, Mick and Titch, a very popular group from the mid-1960s. And I'm going to play a number of their hits on the Bert Williams Show, starting off with this one, which is The Legend of Xanadu, from 1967.
Esta es la leyenda de Xanadu.
ever filled with the pain and tears of grief? Did you ever give yourself to any one man in this whole wide world? Or did you love me until you find your way back one day to sanity?
Golden record there from 1964 from Sounds Orchestral and Cast Your Fate to the Wind. Going on now with my next Dave D, Dozy, Biggie, Mick and Titch, which are my featured group. And this is Zabadak from 1968, early in 1968. Wait a minute, I think it's late 1967 actually.
Zabadak, Zabadak, Karaka, Karaka, Karaka.
coming up to 3 p.m. now, and a little thing we got in Mike Stanley probably won't be with us this evening at 6 with any luck, is he had a little accident last weekend. Well, what actually happened, you see, was up in Cumbria, and his car went over the cliff, you see, when he was inside it, you know, his big blue, that great big blue car he has. Well, what happened actually was, well, he was going towards his car and he was given a blow on the head. And a bullet pushed in the back, you see, and the person who done it, like, drove off in the car and drove it to a cliff. And then just put Mike Stand in the driver's seat. And then just put the car in bottom gear, and he actually done, he just pushed it over the side after putting it in bottom gear with Mike Stand's foot resting on the throttle, you see, and it went over and it's all mangled up. So hopefully we shouldn't say anything more of Mike Stand again. Anyway, going on now with the Tremolos, and this is from 1970, Me and My Life is the title. Just gone 3 o'clock now on MAR, and I'm afraid I'm not able to play our normal bit of music that we play at this time, the MAR theme, as I'm afraid, well, the imbecile kid's been using it, you see, and, well, there's all these greasy finger marks all over, so I can't really put it on, because, well, the record's in such a state, like, and all the dirt is all stuck to the grease where he's dropped the record on the floor and that, you know, so I'm afraid I'm not able to play it at the moment. And of course, anybody who doesn't know who the imbecile kid is, well, that's Simon James, who's on between, usually comes on between 8 and 10, sometime in the evening. going on now with a soul record by Carla Thomas. And this is from 1967, this one is, and the title of this one is Something Good Is Gonna Happen To Me. Should be on now.
Yeah.